Today's listener is already doing a lot of things right. She has designed and printed a series of planners for new moms struggling with postpartum depression. With this specific product and a clear target market, she's wondering what comes next. How can she reach that target market with her product? Now, you could do so many things. This is the world of opportunity that we live in. But our challenge, especially as side hustlers in this world of unlimited choice, is that you can't do everything. And that's why having a plan is not just valuable, it's critical. So let's talk about next steps, priorities, and moving forward with this valuable idea.
Hi, Chris. This is Lacey Newton from Atascadero, California, and I've been a dedicated listener since year one. My side hustle is a line of wellness planners for moms. I have three planners for three different phases of motherhood. I originally created versions of these planners to help myself through postpartum depression and anxiety, and I hope to offer this kind of support to others as well. With 1 in 7 women experiencing postpartum depression, I think these tools add value to postpartum care. My question is about how to best prioritize my next steps. I currently have products, a website, and an Etsy account. I'm in the process of building up my Instagram community, improving my photos, and considering how to approach marketing. I have a story in my head that I need to build up my Instagram account before emailing or reaching out to influencers, and I'm wondering your thoughts on that. Also, am I right in thinking that cold emails are the best way to connect with potential sales avenues? Oh, and another big question, how do you effectively cold email without sounding like an annoying salesperson? Thanks for all of your efforts over the years. The show has taught me so much about how I might be able to establish a more flexible and creative income option.
Thank you so much, Lacey. I'm so glad to know that the show has been helpful over these years. And look, I think you're actually far ahead of many of our listeners, especially our new listeners who have just joined in this year. So let's review. Lacey has three planners to help moms with postpartum depression and anxiety. In other words, she has, first of all, a clear idea. So we can say, check, she's got that. She's got a specific target market. I love the specificity of this target market. It's not just moms. It's not just new moms. It's new moms who are struggling with postpartum depression and anxiety. So check, very specific target market. She also has the authority to speak to that market because she's been through this experience herself. So that's powerful as well. And then not just that, not just that she has the idea in the market, but she's already got her product. So she's got a product, she's got a website, she's got her Etsy store. It sounds to me like Lacey's next steps are all about marketing. And so again, for our new listeners, this is kind of a preview of the place that you're going to be in a few weeks or a few months or however long it takes you to nail down that idea, target market, et cetera. It's a good place to be. It's fun. And if you're not there yet, that's okay. We've got people in all different stages of the process. Okay, so Lacey's next steps are all about marketing. First of all, I don't agree with that story in her head about how you need to have a certain number of Instagram followers or whatever the metric is. Obviously, the more platform you have, the better. But I think it's problematic to say, well, you have to grow your account to this amount, you know, whatever that is. I think what Lacey has is a product, which is good, right? It's a lot more than a lot of people who have a lot of followers have. So she has a product. That should be the focus. And there are two common approaches to marketing this kind of product. And one is based on an existing platform for somebody who does have a lot of followers, an existing community. And the other is, in fact, product focused. And I think that's okay. It actually has some clear advantages. So pros and cons to everything, but nothing wrong with being product focused. So as for cold emails, she says, am I right in thinking that that is a viable option? I think yes. I think those are okay. They don't always work, of course, but sometimes they do. And when you're starting fresh and new, you have to reach out to people somehow. So I think a good way to do it is to keep expectations reasonable. So if you go and reach out to 10 people you don't know, you probably won't hear back from all 10, but hopefully the response will be more than zero. And how do you effectively pitch without being annoying? That annoying salesperson that she mentioned. In short, you keep it brief. You keep it succinct. You make a personal connection if you can. You say what you're looking for, just a really clear ask so it's simple, and say why you think it could be good for that person. So let's do an example here. Imagine that she's reaching out to someone she follows on Instagram, one of those influencers, who is well connected to the group she's trying to reach. Maybe she sends an email or a direct message that says something to the effect of, oh, hey, I'm a fan of your work. I wanted to reach out and quickly let you know something that I'm doing, something that I'm working on. And here is a little bit about it, not too much information, just one or two sentences. And then the ask is, can I send you one of these planners? Can I actually gift this to you free of charge? If you like it, maybe we could collaborate on a mutually beneficial promotion. So you do have a bit of an ask there, but you're not making it complicated. Don't overpromise. Don't overpitch. Keep the emphasis on relationships. I think your main goal in sending these pitches is to get a response, whether or not it's favorable. Even just to have that relationship is valuable. It's probably the most valuable thing in the long term. And all you really need are a few key relationships to move forward. Then over time, if you deliver this product and it ends up serving people well, you end up doing the promotions, you know, you begin selling the product and so on. Ultimately, you'll have more relationships. You will have more Instagram followers as part of that. But that is a result or an outcome of your strategy, not a prerequisite. Everyone, you can follow Lacey at mamasimpatico.com or mamasimpatico on Instagram. That's mamasimpatico. If you have a question of your own, come to sidehustleschool.com/questions. We're going to feature them throughout the year, along with updates from listeners like Lacey as they launch and develop their projects. Today's notes are at sidehustleschool.com/1112. Now include transcripts, and you can sign up for a 5 Steps to Hustle email course. Thanks so much for listening. More is on the way. My name is Chris Gillibo for Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.